SBS Filipino sa radyo, online at mobile.
We have Renato Tranquilino, isang sci-fi or fantasy author, talk show host din, at napakarami pang mga pinagkakaabalahan sa buhay. But Renato, so for now, binuo ko talaga yung pangalan mo. But please tell us more about yourself.
Well, I'm really an IT guy. Dito ako lumaki sa Australia. Dito na rin ako nag-university and of course, nagtrabaho. And then I moved to the States para lang may experience yung life sa, in particular, New York City. Other than being an IT, natuto akong mag-shoot ng film, mag-organize ng exhibit, art exhibits for painters, artists or sculptors and all that sort of thing. So parang namulat yung mata ko sa things, other things that I can do. Marami ko naging friends na actors, ganun. So, nag-extra-extra sa mga movies. So, na-in-love ako sa art side ng New York. As well as, of course, doing my job as an IT guy. Fast forward, napadpad ako naman sa Manila after 8 years in New York. I was fascinated by the history of the Philippines, so I started reading more about it. You know, I wanted to know what it's like to live as an adult, as a working adult sa Philippines. And part of that is, of course, knowing the history of the place. So I figured, okay, well, how about I bring the stuff I learned from New York and Australia to Manila and try and apply it. So I thought, okay, I'll shoot a film. So I shot a short film sa Philippines with an American friend of mine. So we co-produced the film just for fun. And then finally, I sort of got the bug to do one more. Pero walang pera. itong sinulat ko na script, parang urban fantasy siya na maraming special effects. As nung binuo ko na nga yung full script, lumalabas siya mga abot ng $50 million dahil dun sa mga special effects na included. So sabi ko, teka muna, medyo mahal to eh. Mahal yung $50 million. Baka ano na lang, gawin ko na lang libro. And my wife, love my wife, Eleanor Marie Baramiazari, she's fully supportive. So she said, okay, go lang, whatever. So I dedicated that book. And I remember the process of changing from being a scriptwriter, director to an actual book writer. And it's hard. They're two different disciplines. I remember pinapagalitan ako ng editor ko, sabi sa akin, huwag ka maging director, maging book writer ka. Dapat yung sulat ko is more about yung feelings ng tao, yung descriptive words to describe scenes, ganon.
How was so, it? Anong feeling nung tumalun ka na into a different parang genre? Ito sa pagsusulat ng mga sci-fi books, itong mga inspiration na ganito. Ano yung pakiramdam mo habang sinusulat mo sila?
Very happy. Science fiction is really what I grew up on since Uncle Julio in the 70s brought me to things like Star Wars, of course, in 1977. I was 7 years old when I saw that. So in my heart, I've always loved sci-fi. So I've always dreamt of one day seeing, you know, something that was like Philippine sci-fi, you know. The best one that I could probably recommend as a Philippine sci-fi is Alimuom, which is done by Keith Sikat. I think kayang-kaya natin gumawa ng ka-level ng Star Wars or even just as to the level of Marvel. Kaya lang nga funding is difficult to get, lalo na for something as speculative at the moment as like Philippine sci-fi.
Yeah. Because I want to talk about your book, itong Fate of a Distant Future. Very exciting. At parang title pa lang, alam mo nang parang evolution yung isa sa mga tinutumbok na kwento. And I'm sure na para maisulat ito, kailangan mong mag-isip ng sobrang advance. Kung meron tayong tinatawag sa Pilipinas mga advance mag-isip, siguro you as a writer, sobrang advance mong mag-isip. So paano mo nakuha yung idea, paano nabuo ang Fate of a Distant Future?
Actually, itong book na ito, para siyang prequel sa isang malaking libro na gusto kong sulatin. Na sinusulat ko na. Si Alma Nona Scarpio, Palangka Award winner, editor ng Philippine Graphics. Sabi niya sa akin, yung mga Pinoy, ang gusto nilang basahin lang is mga 250 pages, marami na yon, 150, 200 pages. So kailangan ma-wet mo yung appetite nila for that book para sundan pa nila yung subsequent libro mo. So ayaw nila na magbasa ng 500 pages ganun. So I thought, okay, so I need to get them interested first. So basically, ang isip ko is how do you think the Philippines would develop from ngayon to the future? Anong mga elements ang mag-trigger na we have to change? Okay, so ang biggest thing for me is yung earthquake. Di ba yung big one, sinasabi nila? So if ever na mangyari yan, tapos yung magkaroon ka ng pandemic at the same time, tapos bumagsak yung financial markets natin as a result of billions and billions of dollars na damage sa Manila. Anong gagawin natin? So, what's the plan? And then again, this is one of the controversial plan is baka mahati ang Pinas kasi i-rent out nila yung isang part ng Pinas para lang maka-recover sila dito sa damage na ganun ng earthquake. And so therein lies the story kung paano potentially mangyayari yun yung backstabbing ng mga politicians, yung lining na pockets, ganun. The highest bidders. So there's that element of the story. So where do we go from there? Ano mangyari after that?
So parang punong-puno siya ng what ifs, ano? Etong mga part or yung iba't ibang chapters na to.
Yeah, I guess in all my stories, I'm forcing Pinoys na mag-isip. If they read the book, they're gonna go, oh yeah, we're doing this. We're actually looking at this, and we know, man. This is right. Or some people would say, oh crap, yeah, we should be doing that much faster. Science fiction is Philippine science fiction. I'm just not gonna say science fiction. Philippine science fiction is parang sinasabihin mga tao, hindi tayo basta-basta magbabago as Pinoys, Nandyan pa rin yung mga oligarchy. It will be there for a while. We just have to think more scientifically. We have to work more together para gumanda yung buhay natin. Hindi lang yung user lang tayo ng technology. We have to create our own technology. We have to create our own opportunities. Kumbaga. That's what I guess I'm trying to enlighten people with my book on Fate of a Distant Future.
Pagdating din sa mga readers or kahit dun sa mga manunood, ano ba yung trend or pagdating sa mga sci-fi films or dun sa ugali or attitude ng mga tao towards this type of movies or books or films?
Okay, if we take the Philippines, mahilig sila sa ngayon na parang yung taste ng tao is na build up to rom-coms, ganon, drama. So mahilig sila sa ganun. So pag minention mo na sci-fi, ibig sabihin spaceship 'yan. May barilan sa langit, kumbaga ganun. Okay, pero ang ginagawa ko, I'm trying to explain to people that Philippine science fiction is really about yung pag-develop ng tao, kung nag-develop ba. I mean, 2000 years from now, ang iniisip ko, meron pa din tayong mga labanan ng mga politiko pero meron tayong gagawin na that would project us right up to the front with the developed countries. Pero we have to be brave to do it. We will only be the way we are until we take that big leap forward. And yun na nga yung may mga sinasabi ako dun sa libro na a little bit controversial that would require certain sacrifices on the part of us being Pinoy.
It's really amazing kung paano mo parang itinatahe yung mga social issues kasama nitong science at saka yung iba't ibang parang innovations para sa future ng Pilipinas, ano. And the book, I'm sure marami sa mga sci-fi books fans sa Pilipinas or sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo ang talagang nag-aabang na makita pa yung iba't ibang mga susunod na chapter. Pero Ren, gaano katagal bago ka na makatapos ng isang libro or isang chapter usually sa timeline mo?
Usually one year. Pagka science fiction kasi mas mabilis sa akin. Kasi lahat ng alam ko is like just extending the current technology like 2,000 years in the future. Medyo mahirap lang is yung socio-economic changes. For instance, diba ngayon yung gay marriages and all that is a big issue, divorce, blah blah blah, yung pagtingin sa racism, okay, meron pa yung in the future 2000 years from now, paano yan kung ang 50% of the race are now like auto-sentients, like robots with AIs that look and feel like humans? That's part of the bigger book, but anyway, again, so that's the difficult part. But usually it takes me about a year for sci-fi, and then probably took me 2.5 years to write urban fantasy, which it's about like mythical beings, yung spirituality ng Pinoy. Mm-hmm. It's a lot tougher kasi I need to relate it to the religion and how it evolves it.
Ibiro yung 1 year to 2 years with all the research at lahat nung nung information na inaabsorb mo just to create these stories.
Yeah, and how you tie it up para mabilis ang flow. Mm-hmm. Yung paisa, it's like yung timing para ma-intrigue yung tao habang nagbabasa. That's another thing.
Talagang effort. Pero nabanggit mo yung ibang mga readers. Ano yung mga usual feedback or ano yung mga karaniwang nagiging reaction ng mga readers mo dito sa naging flow ng storya?
Well, sa Fate of a Distant Future, nashock sila na maganda.
That's a good one.
Ako rin nashock, yeah. Na nagustuhan nila. So, Manny Mogatov from TV5, Pulitzer Prize winner ng Philippines, living legend, okay. Ano siya, napahanga siya, tapos sabi niya, oh, kailan yung bitin! Mag ganon. Yes. And si Alma din, si Alma na Scarpio, na ex-Philippine graphics editor, natuwa din siya dun sa story ng family, which is about space mining, space piracy. And the biggest break for me, apart from all this, I mean, the Holy Grail is getting a publisher. That came in the form of 8 Letters. Si 8 Letters talaga ang nag-push ng libro ko, like to get it known and to get it to the level na it's going, like you have to read it. Sila na yon. So Cindy Wong, Chrissy Santos, I mean, and the next step is the US. So, and sinabi ko na to kay Cindy. We're looking at grants. I'm looking at grants like from the Australian government to help me bring, say, the podcast live of this of Fate of a Distant Future. You know, maybe do a Spotify kind of series. And then the next thing after that is get Village Roadshow or something to sponsor and create a movie, like out of one of the stories. Okay, blow it up into a movie. Mm-hmm. And then maybe then take the whole thing over to America. But you know, who knows? Maybe, yeah, it might be Australia that would kick off Philippine science fiction after all.
And that's the goal for you. Pero Renato, eto, gusto ko lang malaman, maraming mga writers, maybe marami rin mga gustong sumubok na magsulat ng mga sci-fi, pero nade-discourage sila kasi iniisip nila na, ay, wala pa masyadong market, or ay, baka maano lang, parang maisang tabi lang ng readers or ng whoever. So, ano ang mensahe mo sa mga budding artists or writers?
I don't want to push 8 letters, yung publisher ko. Pero they are the ones to really talk to about writing. So for me, I think it all comes down to gusto mo ba yung story mo? Yan yung first tanong, ano? Like, confident ka ba na ikwento yung story mo sa mga tao? Kasi kung hindi ka confident, hindi ka na dapat magsulat. I mean, dapat yung sinusulat mo, believe na believe ka na tatapusin mo. Do you know Lingas Pugon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so karamihan, like, sabi nila, yeah, I'm writing a book, yeah, I'm all for it. Tapos 6 months into it, yoko na. Hirap eh. Ganon. Hindi dapat ganon. Kung gusto mo magsulat, dapat, number one, believe ka sa story mo. Number two, tatapusin mo. And then the next thing is, dapat ready kang maghanap ng ibang tao na babasa, na ipupush mo yung story mo, na babasahin nila, tapos open ka sa suggestion. Halimbawa, sabihin nila, uy, itong part na to parang unbelievable naman. Medyo ayusin mo yan. Ito kulang sa description, itong part na to, you know. So dapat open ka rin sa suggestion, ano. Tapos, repeat. Oo, so you might repeat it 20 times until yung a handful of people na tinetest mo yung story mo, happy din sila na, ay, ganda. Okay na to. Yeah, pwede na yan. And so then the next thing is like, then you look for publishers or agents, and that's the hard part. You know, pag 50% yung sweat and tears mo na matapos yung book with your team. And then the other 50% is the marketing part, you know. Sino magpo-push ng book mo? And I can tell you, napakahirap maging indie publisher. Self-published author. Kung wala kang masyadong pera, ang hirap talaga. Like, you really need the support of a publisher, lalo na sa Pinas, para ma-push yung work mo.
But now, Ren, so ito, alam na natin lahat ng mga goals at yung mga gusto nating mangyari. Also, you as a writer and for your book. Ngayon naman, ano ang mensahe mo or pwedeng imbitasyon mo para sa lahat ng mga Filipinos na nandito sa Australia with regards to your book?
Well, my book's on Amazon, so kung ano, like, I'd like to invite you to read it and enjoy it. And as for kids, censor nyo lang yung ibang parts doon, pero like the pictures, I think it's a great book to start teaching teenage Pinoys about Philippine science fiction. I think it's the only way that we can move ahead past yung sa mga nangyayari ngayon sa Pinas. We have to embrace science and we have to look forward. And my book forces you to look ahead and know what type of people ang iboboto ninyo na progressive para makadating tayo doon. And that's what science fiction does. It forces you to pick the right people na magdadala sa iyo doon sa bagong pag-isip, advanced na pag-iisip na okay sa buong bansa And it will lift the whole country up as a result of that.
And so, with that, naku, maraming salamat rin sa pagbibigay mo ng iyong storya. Napaka-inspiring at ng bagong perspective para sa mga Pilipino. Para tingnan at subukan ding silipin ang ating future. Hindi lang nakatingin sa kung ano yung nangyayari sa ngayon. At mas mahalagang maisip din nila ano kung ano yung pwedeng mangyari sa kinabukasan. Kahit na hindi man siguro pa ngayon, ano, parang hindi man siya ganun ka-popular sa ngayon, pero for sure, darating ang panahon na ang mga ganitong klaseng usapin ay magiging sentro, ano, ng mga talakayan kahit sa ang parte ng Pilipinas.
Yeah, totally agree. Thank you so much for the opportunity na ma-interview dito.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.